So I will say that this involves some Republican presidential candidates in this story, and that's like my trigger warning. 1 second. Thank you. I just, ounce of courage. So the air was thick with election frenzy, but it was also thick with the scent of fresh bagels. Because I am the co-founder of Bottoms Up Bagels, and we were doing a 1 month, thank you, hoo-de-hoo, bottoms up. So we were debunking the myth that it's the water that makes a good bagel, that has to be from New York, New Jersey. You all know it's bullshit, right? Baltimore water makes is fucking amazing. So we were in Iowa for 1 full month. And there's 2 things you need to know about doing a roadshow with food. One, you need a place to produce, and 2, you need a place to sell. And we're doing most of our work out of Cedar Rapids, like a cool as shit town. If you guys are wanting recommendations when you're there, let me know. But we there was one place that we really loved, but didn't really fit. It was, they have an amazing public library in Marion, Iowa. There's activities for all kinds of kids. It's very inclusive, gets people out of trouble. They have, like, you can do 3D printing, you can use a loom, like, you can just, the staff was amazing. And I was like, how the hell do we shoehorn ourselves for, like, 1 day there? So we produced in one amazing kitchen, Cedar Rapids, and we go over to Marion. And we had also incredible, I know they're not probably going to hear this, but our staff in Iowa were incredible. We hired locally. There's some great kitchen staff there. And we set up, and there we were in the back of, so we were in there, they have a teaching kitchen. That's how cool they are, right? And they have like a large like display area, so it could be like a TV show. So we set up in the teaching kitchen, too small for us to bake and boil out of, but perfect size for us to be able to sell out of with our staff. We had such a long line, and like we... Sometimes those things can be phony, right? I mean, like, people just take their time. You're working so hard and so fast. And then we had sold out, so we're just saying, you know, like, thanks to everybody, and we were cleaning out everything. And then we saw, like, a couple of different, like, TV crews. I'm like, all right. Like, they're kind of late, but, you know. And I do generally, like, assume if it's a camera crew, they're there to, like, to see us, which is just, practically speaking, it's kind of like an anomaly. Like, why would you want to have people selling bagels in our part of the Midwest, right? So all these crews come, I'm thinking it's me. I'm like, how the hell do I straighten up? I'm covered with seeds. And then some guy who I didn't immediately recognize, there we go, I'm kind of giving it a little bit away, right? You know who it wasn't in this case. So comes out, fistful of dollars, walking towards us at full speed, huge entourage of people besides the press. And generally, I see dollars, I want to shimmy, I want to do something. But I look down, and I know, like, we have no food, and I don't care who the hell you are. Like, I'm going to feed you if I have stuff. He gets up to us, and I'm not quite sure which is more offensive. And I explained to him immediately, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Again, like, not knowing who the fuck he was, I've been up since, like, 3 a.m., like, and I'm so sorry that we had sold out, but, like, tell me more about, like, your favorites, you know, love to see you some other time. He asked for a raisin cinnamon bagel. That's triggering for me. Raisin cinnamon. I'm from New Jersey. You got the order wrong. Like, are you, like, have you learned English in the U.S.? You don't say it that way. First thing, wouldn't vote for him. The next thing is, he mentioned that he likes everything. No, sorry, he wanted to know what was in the bin. And the bin was, like, just like detritus of, like, everything mix. And what does he do, but without consent? No. Sticks? No. Yes, he does. Wait. Another trigger. Takes his fingers, wipes it inside the bin. He fingered my bagel bin without my consent. So I'll leave it for you guys as a whodunit. I'll be sitting back there, and if you guys have any guesses, you know, I will say, of course, it wouldn't be Chris Christie because he's from my homeland, and he would never call something a raisin cinnamon. You know, like, he knows from a good bagel of all things you can say about the guy. And that was, like, my brush with fame, sort of, kind of didn't want it, really. If you have any guesses, you guys can let me know. I'll be in the back. Thank you.